Our theme is centered around futuwa. Futuwa is the way of the fata. In Arabic, fata literally means a handsome, brave youth. After the enlightenment of Islam, following the use of the word in the noble Quran, fata, it came to mean the ideal, noble and perfect man, whose hospitality and generosity would extend until he had nothing left for himself. A man who would give all, including his life, for the sake of his friends. And according to the Sufis, futuwa is a code of honorable conduct that follows the example of the Anbiya, the Awliya, the sages, and the intimate friends and lovers of Allah. The traditional example of generosity is the Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who readily accepted the command to sacrifice his son for the sake of Allah. He's also a model of hospitality, who shared his meal with guests all his life and never ate alone. And then Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is an example of mercy, who pardoned his brothers who tried to kill him, and a model of honor, for he restrained the advances of a married woman, Zulaikha, who was a feminine example of beauty personified. The principles of character of our four divinely guided caliphs, the successors of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also served as guides to futuwa, the loyalty of Abu Bakr, the justice of Umar, the reserve and modesty of Uthman, the bravery of Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. One of the necessities of futuwa is to abide with the outer and inner codes of good behavior. Abu Hassan al-Farisi reports that Abu Muhammad al-Jurayri said, religion possesses 10 treasures, 5 outer and 5 inner. The outer treasures are to be truthful in your speech, generous with your property, and humble in your appearance, and to avoid causing difficulties to others while bearing the difficulties caused by them. Now, the 5 inner treasures of religion are to fear separation from Allah, to wish to be with Allah, to regret your wrongdoings, to have consciousness, and to feel ashamed, haya, before your Rabb. Sabr, restraint, self-control, on the other hand, is a perfectly Islamic quality that is the epitome of futuwa. Our whole religion is based around it. One of the reasons we perform salah 5 times a day is to gain discipline. We fast in the month of Ramadan in order to learn self-restraint. We partake in hajj partly to practice fortitude. We lower our gaze to resist temptation. Even the pursuit of wealth is not by any means necessary. We are stringent about examining the how and why, and whatever we about whatever we earn and spend. We have to regulate what we consume. We have to regulate our speech. We have to constantly exert control over our thoughts and feelings. We have to control our anger, our jealousy, any feelings of pride or arrogance. We constantly have to check our actions against our intention. We even have to exercise restraint in the permissible display of our emotion. When at war, Muslims are commanded to fight honorably and ethically. When we fall in love with our spouses, the expectation from our religion is to be temperate and keep the display of affection limited to the domestic sphere. When someone close to us dies, we are allowed to cry and show sadness, but we cannot wail and excessively lament. Even the duration of our mourning is limited to 3 days, at which point we are expected to collect ourselves and move on. In the past few decades, self-restraint has resumed its once forgotten place at the center of psychology. The turning point was triggered in a now famous study by Walter Mischel of Stanford University, where children age 4 to 5 were asked whether they wanted to eat one marshmallow now or 2 marshmallows later. The idea was to test the ability of these children to delay gratification. Many children gave in right away and consumed the marshmallow in front of them, but some were able to wait for as long as 15 minutes, successfully repressing their current desire for the promise of a double reward. Walter and his team then followed the children into adulthood and found that those who were able to control themselves as children subsequently performed better in school, sports and other extracurricular activities, attained higher educational and salary levels, engaged in far less drugs and alcohol abuse, and reported stronger, more satisfying relationships. In short, those children were able to practice self-control, were more successful in every aspect of their lives decades later. So that is self-restraint, a quality of futuwa, sabr. And this is a beautiful quality that we need to adopt to become the honorable man or the gentleman of honor. You are listening to Your World Today.